Breaking news, your World War III Day X update. 24 hours ago, I told you that they were getting ready to plan something big. And the reason for this suspicion was that it was so quiet on the Middle Eastern front, you could hear a pin drop, and lo and behold, 12 hours after that, shit starts to unfold. Now, for those of you who know what's happened and who are already up to speed on things, I will just say this before I get into the details for everybody else. I don't think this is the end of it. This clearly was a reconnaissance by fire probing operation to get familiar and to get some data on Iranian air defense for the big one. Now, let's walk it back a little bit and let's try to understand what exactly the purpose of this attack was, because we know that Israel wants a war with Iran. We know that. The things that they've done have been incredibly provocative. We know they want a war with Iran. So why such an impotent, ineffective response, which appears to be very circumscribed either by the Israelis or by Uncle Sam? Now, get a load of this timeline. Speaking of Uncle Sam, did you notice that 5 minutes after the stock ticker closed for oil and commodities trading suspended for the day, that is when Israel launched their attack? You could not have timed it closer, okay? And this is how you know the call came from Uncle Sam. Anyways, earlier in the day, suddenly, all of a sudden, well, not all of a sudden, but more than usual, the skies over Iran start to clear. Everybody's like, what's going on? Well, it turns out 10 KC-135 refueling aircraft with F-16 fighter jets in tow from the United States started heading towards the Middle East, okay? And if you don't know anything that's happened in the last 3 hours, just know that this is the biggest ever attack by Israel against Iran in history. So they claim 100 fighter jets, okay? Now, right around this time that these planes are heading there, the United States calls up Saudi Arabia and says, hey, don't worry, if Iran does some sort of counterattack against you or starts attacking everybody in the region, we're going to defend you. We got your back, okay? And so that's when people are starting to ask questions. Is this actually it? Or is this just going to be a big nothing burger? Well, lo and behold, oil trading stops and 100 aircraft take to the skies, flying over Jordanian airspace into Iran, although we don't know if the planes actually crossed into Iran or to what degree they crossed over into Iran, including F-35 fighter jets, of course, the most vaunted fighter of all time. And so this is probably one of the most piss poor F-35 commercials that we've ever seen, because there was zero optical result. There is no video of explosions, at least not the ones that we're accustomed to when they're shooting fish in a barrel who have no air defense, as is the case in Lebanon. Now, if you're one of these people or these countries who has a contract with Raytheon or Lockheed Martin, whoever it is that makes these planes, you're asking yourself right now, if these planes can't get a result, and I'm not entirely sure they didn't get any results, we'll talk about that in a moment, but there was zero footage, okay? Zero footage of any major explosions. There was one video that kind of showed an explosion way off in the distance, but by and large, the Iranians are saying that they intercepted most things. Now, where did we hear this before? Yeah, we heard this in Israel, but there we had optical confirmation that dozens of these missiles actually hit. So we're not seeing that. So if you're one of these countries who has these contracts and you're seeing that these F-35s can't even inflict major damage on a near peer, not even a peer, okay, because yeah, they have some Russian S-400 capabilities, supposedly, we don't know 100% if that's true. They do have a multi-layered system of air defense, but it's a massive country, so it should be very easy to hit targets with impunity. And if they have as many saboteurs and spies and fifth column agents on the ground as they say they do, and dissidents, there should be a way that they can get some pictures, get some videos. If they can, you know, blow up, what's his name, the guy Haniyeh, inside Iran, if they can do something like that with pinpoint precision, are you telling me they can't take a picture or they can't get some video footage while it's happening? Come on, man. So something's not right here. So either the Iranian air defense worked very well, or this was just the first leg of a major attack, and the Israelis are saying, okay, it's done now. They're saying that, right? But the Iranians should be wise enough to know not to trust the Israelis at this stage of the game. Every time they've said there's going to be a ceasefire or some brief reprieve or detente from hostilities, that's when they turn it up, right? Right when you lay your guards down. So if you have all of the Western OSINT, I don't want to say agents, but propagandists who are paid to disseminate the narrative they want everybody to believe. If you have them all saying that tonight was it, then who did that come from? Like, all of a sudden, about partway through the attacks, the word came out from ABC News, from some unnamed official, that, yeah, this is going to be a one-night attack. And we're pretty confident that Israel is going to call it quits at the end of this night. It was a three-phase attack, and that was in the middle of the second phase of the attack. So how did they know that, right? So it makes you wonder, are they really actually going to do a much bigger attack now that they have all of this data on Iran? Because understand, it makes perfect sense. If you're going to go to war with Iran, you kind of need a trial run first. You kind of need to see what's where. And you want Iran to turn on all those radars. I don't know if Iran actually did. They might not have if they're smart, and they might have just ate whatever, you know, was thrown at it. Because of course, if a big war comes, then they'll be able to better decipher those signatures, and they'll have a better map of their air defense network, and they'll be able to actually permeate it much more successfully. So 100 fighter jets, they claim they hit over 20 sites throughout the course of the night. Iran does admit that some sites were struck, but that much of the attacks were thwarted. Now, I don't know if, I'm presuming S-300, S-400 might be able to cover that. Maybe some of their F-14 Tomcats or whatever they are were able to shoot down some of these, or maybe possibly even shoot down some of the Israeli planes. But we know that Iran hasn't fully taken the bait and is not getting complacent just because Israel has said that this is it. This is a one-night thing. Now, if you respond to us again, we'll do this all over again. Remember, Israel wants a war with Iran, so it would make no sense for them to do such a bracketed response. It would make no sense if they were going to do it at all. They would want to do it all the way. So what's likely going to happen now is, now that they've had a chance to feel out Iranian air defense in a way which may actually be deemed acceptable to Iran, because as far as the Iranians are concerned, they're going to turn on social media and they're going to see everybody just lighting up all the IDF accounts saying, what the hell did you do? You know, it doesn't look like you did anything. So the Iranians can sit back and say, well, I guess we can call it a W, you know, because they don't have the optics. Clearly, all of these millions of dissidents that are under the boot heel of the Ayatollah, clearly they don't have cell phones and can't get to the place at the right time. So this is bad. This is very bad for the West. If it is as it seems, which I'm not entirely convinced it is, if it is as it seems, then this signals that Israel is nowhere near as powerful as it's made itself out to be when it's shooting fish in a barrel in a place which is totally surveilled and monitored 24/7, that they can see every nook and cranny in high resolution, that they have all kinds of spies permeating throughout the entirety of Lebanon. Sure, you can do it there, but can you do it in another near-peer country that's just a little bit far away that you have to use refueling planes? Now, I think we could see another major attack tonight, as in tomorrow night, there tonight. It's very possible. But if not, man, then I tell you, China and Russia, they're looking at this and they're saying to themselves, Wow, I didn't think it was going to be this easy. Now, again, don't count Israel out. They have a plan. They've been planning this for years. That plan, whatever they did tonight, they've been planning that for years. And I guarantee you that it is just the beginning, the opening phase, a probing operation, a reconnaissance by fire. That's all this was. And I think they're hoping that maybe Iran is going to do something in response. So if we know they want a war, they had to make it, and I told you this last night, they have to make it strong enough that Iran retaliates, right? But not so strong that they are not so strong that they would have retaliated with their full force, and thus it'd be existential. But they do need Iran, I think, now to respond again. But look, if Israel really wants a war, they'll attack Iran again. They'll assassinate somebody. They'll do something to piss them off. Essentially, the outcome was that there were three waves of an attack. And the operation began with a focus on air defense and early warning sites. This was accompanied by a comprehensive electronic warfare assault to degrade air defense capabilities. Israeli forces are also believed to have conducted suppression of enemy air defense and the destruction of enemy air defenses, aka DEAD, is the acronym. Operations throughout the strikes. Additionally, the use of sensitive reconnaissance assets, potentially including drones, cannot be ruled out. Now, there were talk of drones actually coming in from the surrounding regions of Tehran. So this is where you might have those agents. But I say again, where are those agents when it comes to just taking a picture? Because this is about optics. It is about maintaining hegemony. And if you're looking at the BRICS, and now you're also looking at a situation where Israel waited until BRICS was done. And that's a statement in and of itself. That's a statement of weakness for the West. So, you know, being a part of the West, I truly hope that we can do better. And I never wanted them to attack Iran in full force, but this is actually quite anticlimactic with all the hype. I mean, this is supposed to be a big vaunted thing, and they were going to, remember when Gallant was saying, oh yeah, this, they're going to remember this, and they're not going to know what hit them, and it's going to come by surprise, and it's the complete opposite. Nothing burger. All right? They target military asset, manufacturing facilities, and air defense sites, as well as airports. Eyewitness accounts say that there was no explosions that they could see, but there was interceptions. Interceptions of what? Some people are saying they're using their lower tier air defense in order to target the drones. Prior to the attack, however, and this is how you know the Iranians had intelligence. They must have got it either from themselves. I mean, Iran is a country of 80 million people. People write them off and dismiss them as, I mean, these are people who've developed nuclear weapons while completely under sanctions, okay? These are not stupid people, all right? It's a very ancient civilization. It's very likely that they do have a lot of spies inside Israel, and I'm assuming that Russia might help them out a little bit as well with intelligence. And, of course, they have their own signals intelligence gathering capabilities. Now, but this was interesting. Earlier in the day, all security centers affiliated with the besieged forces, which are essentially like a, what would they be the equivalent to? Like a paramilitary National Guard, but for the Iranians, apparently there's like 8 million of these guys. Okay, and this is not their military or the reserves or the IRGC or any aspect of the Axis. This is just the besieged forces. All security centers affiliated with the besieged forces of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard were placed on high alert as a result of the Iran regime's fears of a possible major Israeli strike that includes oil and military facilities. This may motivate people to take to the streets, so they need to quell unrest should this happen. So these besieged forces are largely for the purpose of domestic policing, but can, of course, be mobilized to defend their homeland if need be. Currently, at the time of making this video, the Iranian president, Pezeshkian, is holding an emergency meeting with military leadership and determining how they're going to retaliate against Israel. Of course, the Pentagon denies involvement, even though they were sending all those refueling planes, F-16s, they provide all the weapon, they provide all the technology, they provide, it's the same thing with Ukraine. I mean, this is stupid. You know, you can't just, you know, do everything, even the pilots. There was pilots who were caught on X saying that, the American pilots caught in combat with Israel and bragging about it, and then they took the post down later on. Sheep dipped, as they call it, right? So, I mean, this is America at war, all right? Now, they're doing this before the election for a reason. They're worried, and so the question is, what's next? Because I've said this, Israel didn't have to do this. They didn't have to do this, which makes me think this is just round one. I think them saying that it's going to be over, it may be over, and if it is, then I'm going to have to go back to the drawing board and figure out what exactly this was all about. Because this was way out of character for the Israelis. They never telegraph like this. They're way more unorthodox in their methods. There had to be an intelligence gathering reconnaissance by fire component to this. I think that was the main purpose of this mission. Iran is, of course, preparing a response. They use their Bavar 373, their S-400 and S-300 air defense to thwart the attack, so they claim. Preliminary reports indicate Israeli-backed collaborators launch quadricopters from Tehran's suburbs to provoke Iranian air defenses as a part of suppression of enemy air defense operation. Only short-range anti-aircraft autocannons responded, while medium and long-range defenses remained inactive, concealing their positions. So it was only the quadricopters that were shot down, and they did not reveal their positions. I did not know this piece of news. The Russian ambassador from Poland has allegedly officially been expelled. Now, I thought it was just the consulate that was closed and a handful of diplomats, and I'm going to have to go and fact check this one. Because if the Russian ambassador has been expelled from Poland, that means Poland is about to join the war, okay? And all of this talk that we were talking about earlier in the year about Poland entering the conflict and Steadfast Noon, all that stuff, Steadfast Defender, that's all materializing now. In other news, Ukraine has successfully completed tests of its new HRIM-2 ballistic missile, which according to some reports can travel 500 kilometers with a warhead of 500 kilograms. Factories, warehouses, and airfields will be starting to build these first targets. Now, I don't understand how they're going to do this with Russian bombers in the air, unless they're doing it underground, which is very possible. How's this for a signal of late-stage collapse? NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange, is increasing its hours to 22 trading hours a day. All right, they're going to keep the casino open all night. My goodness. And Chinese hackers are believed to have hacked American communications networks and targeted data from phones used by Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Now, additionally, I'm going to probe deeper into this story tomorrow, but I just want to quickly tell you about it. The Chinese did an electromagnetic pulse attack. They did a doomsday experiment. They wanted to test, the People's Liberation Army wanted to test to see how hardened their military equipment was against 80 kilovolts per meter to simulate a nuclear explosion. Now, some of these nuclear EMPs, I've been told by some of the experts, can go up to 200 kilovolts per meter, but that's pretty good, okay? And apparently, the test was a success. Now, we don't know how they simulated such a thing. You can create an electromagnetic pulse. I presume, as diligent as the Chinese are, they would have done something to that effect. These, after all, are the guys who make mock full-scale warships of the United States in the desert in anticipation of going to war over Taiwan. So I'm sure they're thorough enough, but they did simulate a high-altitude electromagnetic pulse, a HEMP that was created to assess equipment performance. And it appears as though the results of the experiment were that it functioned after a brief delay, maintaining an intact data link communication network. Of course, this is very important if you want to launch your own nukes and you got to get the message across. So I tell you, man, wow. There we go. So the ball's in Iran's court, or is it Is this the end of the Israeli-Iran saga? Let's get real. Let's get real. Israel wants a major war. They need the United States to come in, all right? So I'm actually quite shocked. I'm shocked that whatever they did was so optically impotent. I mean, usually the Israelis are good at delivering a big explosion. I'm not saying they didn't, but, and maybe it's going to come up. Maybe they got to get their guys out of there, extract them, and once they're extricated, then they'll be able to show them the videos and all that stuff. But, you know, nowadays, who's going to believe it? Because there's so much fake news. There's so many people sharing footage of, you know, these bombings in Lebanon. Even now, as I speak, sharing that, claiming that it's Iran, which it isn't. Anyways, guys, I would encourage you, as I have all week, get ready, because this shit is reaching a fever pitch. Things could get wildly out of control at any moment. You need to prepare. If you want to support the channel, check out CanadianPreparedness.com. Use coupon code WW3SURVIVAL for 13% off your entire order. Thanks for watching, guys. Take care.